I think the best thing about the Roosters is they can tell you how they're going to help you in life rather than help you in footy, because the footy, if your life's good, footy's good. And bro, it was just mind-blowing. And they're just so professional with me. Yeah, like, they took me into the league. So they had a presentation as well. Mitchie Orbo almost made me cry. I'm not even kidding. Like, how he spoke about the club and, like, what they have done for him and, like, the history of why they wear that jersey, why we play the way we do. I was just looking at the Roosters jersey as he was saying it. I was had, like, goosebumps. I was looking at it going, I want to win a premiership in that jersey.
That is Brandon Smith talking about the future, possibly. Melbourne Storm's Brandon Smith. SEM Sydney, SEM Breakfast, Vossie, 1170. You've been, I'm sure, inundated this morning about this topic, and that is Brandon Smith. What is he on, this cat?
G'day, Tim. Yeah, look, very colourful was the debate and discussion this morning on the program in regards to this. And I, when I say colourful, I don't mean in the use of F-bombs or C-bombs, as Brandon did in that podcast. Now, there's two lines of thinking. What? I'll go with one way, first of all. They went, Voss, you're old, podcast's the way of the future, great to hear players not use cliches and all of that. But I will still say the majority were of the opinion, no, respect for your club, you know, in your own integrity, that your image is being presented. Just because you're on a podcast doesn't mean that you lower your standard. You wouldn't do that in an interview. Now, I'll put this case to Brandon Smith, and I'll throw it out to you, Tim, to your listeners. Would Brandon Smith use an expletive... Would he ever send out an expletive-laden tweet? So it's there for you to read in black and white. Would he send out a social media message on his Instagram page talking up the Roosters? Because I'm telling you, it would be no on both counts. So why does he think it's okay to do in a podcast? I kept saying yesterday, and I sort of said it tongue-in-cheek, he must have thought no one was listening. But it's fine to say that a podcast is a different standard, you let your hair down and all of that, but of course it's going to make the mainstream media. And of course it has. So it's a 56-minute interview, and we've just taken out that piece, which would make Melbourne Storm's fans feel sick. The Melbourne Storm fans today deserve an apology, but the apology would mean nothing because it was said. I just say, Brandon Smith, you have done yourself no favours. You haven't looked after Melbourne. I'll tell you what, you haven't looked after the Roosters here, the club you're most likely to join. They didn't want their dealings aired in public. That's for a book when you finish your career. Mm. Not while you're living it and you're paid by another club, Melbourne, until at least October 31 next year.
Well, since you've been speaking, and I think this might be typical of the Melbourne Storm fans' reaction, Brandon Smith is an absolute tool. He's going to have an extremely tough season in Melbourne next year. Hope he enjoys reserve grade. We will. Daniel of Lilydale. Where is he at? I mean, surely, if that's the way he's spoken, surely the Melbourne Storm will be moving him on. They can't have this. And he's got form.
Well, I will say this. Okay, I put all my cards on the table in regards to Brandon Smith. I regard Brandon as a great player, and I mean great. He's one of the best players in the competition. I, as a fan, love watching him play. I do love his personality. We've all had a laugh. You know, it's very different. You don't know what you're going to get when you interview Brandon Smith post-match and the rest. But here, yeah, it's fine to think what he said. In that grab that you ran talking about the Roosters, what he was talking about there was Mitch Orbison, who was the game's record holder for the Rooster. There was a presentation to him on stage. So, yeah, it brought tears. It's fine to think that. You don't say it. I don't know what was going through his head. I don't know what Melbourne do. Would he give any less on the field for Melbourne next year? No, he wouldn't. But is the damage already done? You know, is he put undue pressure on himself and the team because of this? I think my answer is yes. You know, if he has a bad game, totally they're going to say not committed. If he announces, and it will be announced, he'll join the Roosters. If he has a bad game, if Melbourne are under the pump, then it's same's up here with Parramatta. They've got three players going elsewhere before a ball's kicked next year for 2023. People will question. It's unneeded pressure there. I don't think Brandon Smith has done himself any favours, and he certainly hasn't done any favours by the club that's looked after him these last few years.
Yeah, that's what I found. And I know it's only a small snapshot from that podcast. What is the podcast? May I ask what the podcast was?
Yeah, okay. So what I know about it, so I'm right in saying YKTR. They're actually a clothing brand. The interviewer there is Isaac John. He was a former NRL player. And I'm told, again, so this is part of the discussion we were getting this morning, is that that does a pretty fair job. And Brandon wears their clothing. So in a roundabout way, he is paid to be on that program. And whether he felt obliged, I'm just talking to a mate. It'll be like a beer chat. It'll be a round-the-bar chat. But can you imagine Cameron Smith, Cooper Cronk, Billy Slater ever talking in such a manner, ever using that language, ever?
No.
I swear, Tim, and I'm sure, and I'm going to say, I reckon you swear. Most people do swear. But time and place and media, where you are broadcast potentially anywhere and everywhere to all ages, ain't the place for
I guarantee,
the multiple times.
Yeah. I guarantee he will apologise today.
But what will it mean? What would it mean, the apology? Because we've already had the apology from the white powder scandal. So is he just going to copy and paste that I let down fans, sponsors, blah, 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 coach? Well, yeah, you have. You have. Do Melbourne get rid of him? Well, we have listeners all over the country, as you know. The SEN app is huge. So when we go to air, we can have, diehard Melbourne fans listening to our program broadcast out of Sydney. And there was no support for Brandon Smith to stay at the club. I mean, those wanted to come out were wanting his blood, but... He's, as I say, great player. Melbourne have got to get him back in the room quickly. Now, whether he goes to another club or not, well, that's football business. But they need to sort him out. You can't just make a mistake, in inverted commas, and then issue an apology multiple times. They can't cop that. Not the culture of the Melbourne Storm, which is copping a battering this off-season. This off-season has been all bad for Melbourne.
No doubt. All right. So speaking of, let's push him across the border. You can have him, right? We'll get him out of Melbourne Storm. You can have him up there with the Roosters. You can deal with him, Vossi, right?
Gotcha.
But you can't have the fifth test, because the fifth test now looks certain. Now we know it's only about a 25% chance it's going to be staged over in Perth, because England's not going to do the COVID lockdown. I get all that. So it's got to go to a state that actually embraces real sport, and that, like at the MCG where it's the home of sport. It's a day-nighter.
Mr. Speaker, I object to the Speaker for Perth and Melbourne here.
New South Wales have got enough hacks in the team. Mitchell Starc, Nathan Lyon coming to the end. You've got Pat Cummins, you've got Steve Smith, you've got Dave Forney, you've got enough Sookie Lalas in the team. It's now time to have it in Melbourne. If you did get a second test, do you reckon it would sort of dissipate the interest in your other tests that you have up there, and the same amount of fans would go to two tests, and it would be drawn over sort of 10 days of viewing? Because that's sort of what's the New South Wales way.
That is true. That is true. So, Mr. Speaker, I would like to have my say now, if I may.
Go ahead. It's your segment.
First of all, okay, so I will show that I am impartial. I don't mind Melbourne having the fifth test, as long as it's different to the Boxing Day test, and where it'd be under lights. And it would be the same in Sydney. Think of this, Tim. Promoter's dream. We have the pink test, which is the Sydney test and the fundraising for the Glenn McGrath Foundation. Then we have the pink ball test.
Yep.
Do you see? Beautiful synergy there, don't you think, Tim? Under lights at either venue... Yep. I'll make the declaration now. I'll cop Melbourne or Sydney. I think it should go to Sydney. But I will cop Melbourne ahead of Perth. Perth is out of the picture, out of the equation as of this week, and the ACB don't have the you-know-whats if they don't make the announcement this week, because you're launching the Ashes. You want to do it with certainty, and people should be allowed, if they want to go, if the fifth test is in Melbourne under lights, well, then there may be people from Sydney who want to go down there fully vaccinated. Yeah. And ready to go. And England shouldn't have to quarantine twice. That's ridiculous in the one country. No, sorry.
No. Okay, so there it is. Well, there it is. Do you agree with Vossi? 1-300-736-736. Sydney or Melbourne? Predominantly going to be a Melbourne audience listening right now. But is there any love for Sydney on the temper text line 0433?
Mr. Speaker, this is a rort.
98-11-16. Last one on the test match. Josh Inglis or Alex Carey?
Well, I think on birth certificate, it is Josh. I don't think that Alex Carey, I know he got the 100 the other day, is he banging the door down? And I suppose we're all looking at keeper batsmen. We do, and Adam Gilchrist is to blame for this, part of the SEN family. I mean, we do have an expectation that our wicketkeeper will be a good batsman as well, like centuries and can turn matches. So they're both good, but do we go with the younger man? And now I'm lending on the expertise of others, like Ian Healy, who believe he's a better keeper. So if it's a tight race, the better keeper, given they're both decent batsmen, wins the race. So I'm going with the 26-year-old ahead of the 30-year-old. The Yorkshire-born Josh Inglis to play for Australia debut against England.
And we need another West Australian in the team. There's certainly not enough in there. Hey, Vossi, good chat. Thanks for joining us. And you can catch you on breakfast on 1170 up there in Sydney on, and get it on the app as well. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, the home of sport. That's Sydney. Thank you.
And could be the home of Smith.